This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tiny vials of Pfizer's vaccine that could reverse the course of the deadly pandemic have arrived here in Boston. A box containing nearly 2,000 doses arrived by FedEx at a loading dock at Boston Medical Center at 5:45 this morning. WBUR's Martha Biebinger picks up the story.
Over the weekend, the day and time of the first coronavirus vaccine deliveries to Massachusetts kept changing. As of late last night, FedEx told Boston Medical Center to expect the historic arrival at 10:30 today. Good thing BMC's warehouse supply manager Victor Ruiz was already on his way to work when the truck pulled up to a hospital loading dock just before sunrise.
I received a text message about 5:45 this morning advising me of a package, an urgent package that was coming in.
Ruiz signed for the delivery, hoisted the roughly 35-pound box onto a cart, and rolled it to an office where he met folks who run the pharmacy department.
You want to go in this door, or do you want to go down in the on the receiving area?
Now, with reporters in tow, about half dozen people roll the vaunted box to a new ultra-cold freezer. Two pharmacy technicians, Victor Mendoza and William Sr., kneel to slice open the box. The first thing they see is a temperature tracker.
We hold it for 3 seconds to make sure that the temperature is in range. And if it blinks green, then we're okay. Looks like it did the green blink.
Looks like we're good.
Senior and Mendoza reach into the box wearing insulated gloves. They lift out a package of dry ice and two trays about the size of small pizza boxes. Mendoza opens the main door of the freezer and then a sub-compartment and slides the trays in.
And it's minus 80 in there, huh?
Minus 80.
Got it.
Deep freeze.
Senior and Mendoza stand up relieved. They just finished training on how to handle these vaccines yesterday.
It went exactly as planned.
Next up is to smile and look pretty.
Your mother will be proud.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She's been anticipating this moment, so.
Staff in BMC's emergency room, ICUs, and COVID patient units are opening emails today, asking them to sign up for vaccination appointments that start on Wednesday. The schedule will be staggered across departments, 300 employees a day for the next few weeks. David Twitchell, the hospital's chief pharmacy officer, says those who deal with COVID patients daily are first.
To us, everybody's really in priority group one, and to us, it's a difference of a week or two, because our next shipment we anticipate maybe as soon as next week.
But this vaccine campaign will be more complicated than any BMC or other hospitals have done before. As the vaccination schedule fills up, for example, pharmacy techs will need to move the exact number of vials each day from the specialized freezer to a refrigerator.
They can only really touch the vials for about 3 minutes, and they have to be quite careful about not touching vials they're not taking out so that they don't defrost.
Associate Pharmacy Chief Joy Freeland says each frozen vial contains enough powdered vaccine for 5 doses. Freeland says BMC will keep careful track of what's defrosted, moved to the vaccination clinic, and returned each day. The freezer is locked, and access to the area is restricted. The hospital asked reporters not to reveal exactly where the vaccine is stored.
There's a good amount of security layers of keeping our vaccine safe.
BMC says 80% of staff who responded to a poll say they want the vaccine. Pharmacy tech William Sr. says he's still a bit hesitant.
Only because it's the first batch, but I have more faith in it than I have doubt.
And Victor Mendoza?
I'm a little hesitant. I believe the timeline on it is a little historic, but I'm glad that it was brought up quickly, and we're excited to be a part of history, so we're looking forward to it.
If all goes well, BMC expects to vaccinate 1,000 employees by the end of the day on Saturday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.